Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley this week, we cover a number of subjects, starting with the standoff that Chippewa Falls police had on Friday afternoon. Also, both the Democratic and Republican radio addresses. We'll also hear from Republican State Representative Warren Petrick on the individual recognized with the First Responder of the Year Award, and Melissa Walczak on the Red House of Hope and their open house, which is coming up next Sunday. We'll also close out with a song. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WDOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. We begin with that standoff that took place in Chippewa Falls on Friday afternoon, leaving one man dead. Reporter Daniel Gomez was on top of the story as he reported it on WEAU-TV.
The standoff that happened near West Spruce and Bay Streets in Chippewa Falls had lasted a little over 2 hours. And it all started when a woman had called 911 to report a man with a gun had broken into her home, threatening her and himself.
This was the scene Friday afternoon with law enforcement asking the man to come out. The woman who called police managed to escape out a window and told police on scene the man in the house had a gun. A shelter-in-place order for everyone in the area was issued as a result. Along with the Eau Claire Regional SWAT being called. Officers could be seen surrounding the house as negotiators make attempts to contact the suspect. The SWAT team arrives, making the same announcements before sending a robot into the home. Police say it was then and there a man was found unresponsive. Medics found him dead with a gunshot wound, and investigators were able to identify the man as the suspect. The Chippewa County coroner was on scene. Police say their initial investigation led them to believe the gunshot wound was self-inflicted. The shelter-in-place order was lifted at around 3:30.
WEAU-TV's Daniel Gomez. Chippewa Falls police say the investigation continues and more details, including the suspect's identity, will be released soon. Meanwhile, in this week's Democratic radio address, Governor Tony Evers highlights stopgap funding for the child care industry.
Republicans are dragging their feet on the most pressing issues facing our state, even as Wisconsin small businesses, farmers and producers, hospitals and healthcare sectors, and schools, among other critical employers and industries, continue to face significant challenges filling available jobs. And with each day of Republican delay and inaction, Wisconsin families, employers, and communities, especially in our rural areas, pay the price. Child care centers are closing their doors in communities like Lancaster and Cashton. Providers are raising their rates so that they can pay their staff and their bills. Kids and families are on child care wait lists if they can find care nearby at all. The truth is, Wisconsin's child care providers, parents, and workforce can't afford continued Republican inaction. I'm announcing emergency stopgap funding to stabilize our state's child care industry and prevent its imminent collapse. I'm directing $170 million to continue the child care accounts program to help support our child care industry through the end of the biennium, providing direct relief to over 4,000 child care providers statewide. I promised to do everything I could to stabilize our child care industry, support working families, and recruit, retain, and train a workforce that can meet the needs of the 21st century, and I keep my promises. But I also want to be clear, while I'm hopeful this investment will stave off an urgent collapse of our state's child care industry, this is a stopgap measure and will still not make our child care providers whole. Republicans must do the right thing, put politics aside, and join us in the important work of finding real solutions for the real challenges facing our state. And I'll keep fighting for child care providers, working families, employers, and our communities every day until they do. Thank you.
Meanwhile, in this week's Republican radio address, Representative Tony Kurtz celebrates 50 years of volunteer service in the armed forces.
You got to think, the draft ended in 1973. And so many of our constituents were drafted. You see them at our American Legions, at our VFWs. You see them on our veterans parades that are going to be coming up pretty soon, Memorial Day parades. All those folks were drafted. And then in 1973, they ended the draft. And since that time, for 50 years now, we've had an all-volunteer military. And just think about that for a moment. All the men and women that have volunteered to serve our nation, knowing they would go to Iraq, knowing they would go to Afghanistan. And we have so many here in Wisconsin that have taken that service and volunteered to do it. Something I think as a state we would be remiss if we did not at least acknowledge that. It's something to be proud of those 50 years of volunteer service, of serving our nation, keeping the peace, and sacrificing, unfortunately, for so many, giving their all. Thank you for this.
Kurtz, a Waniwak Republican, is a retired Army attack helicopter pilot who served in the Gulf and Iraq wars. Meanwhile, Republican State Representative Warren Petrick says every day first responders across the state put their lives in danger to protect and ensure the well-being of their communities. Petrick says their selfless acts and tremendous contributions to our communities are frequently unnoticed or unappreciated. He says our first responders truly are our unsung heroes, and that's why, he says, each session the Assembly takes a day to recognize and celebrate the incredible contributions that these first responders make to keep us safe. Well, the Assembly honored 99 first responders from all across the great state of Wisconsin this past Tuesday in a ceremony. Petrick says these heroes represent all branches of emergency services, including fire departments, police and sheriff departments, dispatchers, and emergency medical technicians. Petrick says,
this year, I had the honor of announcing that the 93rd Assembly District Award has been given posthumously to former Eau Claire County Sheriff Ron Kramer. Sheriff Kramer exemplified what it means to be a hero through his actions of selflessness and his integrity. Sheriff Kramer served the Chippewa Valley community for over 47 years, and he understood what it meant to prioritize his community. Sheriff Kramer's professional accomplishments are far too numerous to list, but among them was his tireless advocacy to help people dealing with drug addiction, which helped shepherd in a number of laws in Madison aimed at combating substance abuse and assisting people in obtaining necessary rehabilitation.
Sheriff Kramer's wife, Cheryl, accepted the award this past Wednesday, which Petrick says recognizes Sheriff Kramer's accomplishments and contributions to the community.
We were very fortunate to have such a brave and selfless person serving our community, and he is deeply missed.
And Petrick says thank you to all first responders for everything you do to keep our community safe. He says if you know someone who's made outstanding contributions to their community and you believe they should be recognized by the state assembly, you should please contact his office. And finally, on a past broadcast here on Chippewa Valley this week, we've told you about Melissa Walczak and the Red House of Hope. And they're now holding an open house 1 week from today from 1 to 5 in the afternoon. The Red House of Hope at E7303 County Road O in Mondovi. And at their website, mentalhealthservices.co, they talk about the Red House of Hope bringing hope and awareness to mental health. They say the house serving the Chippewa Valley and beyond is they're excited to have a team that's collaborating and supporting other community programs as they bring back hope to those that have experienced loss and hardship due to struggles with mental health, addiction, and poverty. The site says Red House of Hope is moving forward with their vision of expansion as they work toward purchasing a retreat center. And as the vision prospers, Walczak says they'll offer community events, workshops, and retreats that will provide awareness and renewed hope to our community. At the website, Walczak offers this message.
Hello. Welcome to the Red House of Hope Retreat Center. My name is Melissa Walczak, just an ordinary person with an extraordinary God-given vision. This very place, for over 5 years, others have been praying for it to be a place of hope. This is where I grew up, just down the road. This is my community, the community that I love. I learned how to swim down at the river, kayaking and fishing, bike riding down the bike trail. And before this home was renovated, as a child, my mom and I played tennis down here, now known as the pickleball court. I never thought that God would bring me back to Meridian, Wisconsin. The Red House of Hope was built in 1865 and then later renovated. It sits on over 3 acres. It's comfy, it's heavenly beauty, it's cozy. The main house has 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, a master suite, and private deck. There's a saltwater pool, a pickleball court, a summer pool house, which is one of my favorites that guests can stay at, and then another completely updated guest house. It seats over 17 people. The barn is restored, lower and upper level. It's close to the Chippewa River and the Chippewa River State Trails. Our mission is to bring hope to our community and beyond. Stay a day, stay a week, for those seeking hope and for those giving hope. Be renewed and refreshed. You will breathe in hope and you will breathe out hope. So how can you help? Be a part of the campaign to raise funds. We are looking for heavenly donors for our 501c nonprofit retreat center, whether you're an individual or a business. Once it is purchased, we already have events ready to book and income potential. As a Platinum member, you get to name a historic room after a loved one with a memory wall, along with a week stay at a little piece of heaven on earth. We have many opportunities for donors and volunteers to help us on this journey of hope. See me for details. You can head to our Facebook page or website. This world has changed. Our communities have changed. Where there once was hope, there's a lot of fear and despair. Let's bring hope back to the community and beyond. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Melissa Walczak, the founder of the Red House of Hope. Again, that open house coming up next Sunday from 1 to 5 at the listed site in Mondovi. And as we close out with the song here on WWIB and WOGO at the website, mentalhealthservices.co, you read this in the lower left-hand corner regarding the song Hope Runs Red. Hey, dear sons and dear daughters, come and lend me an ear. These are words from the Father that he needs you all to hear. He loves you and wants you to know you are never alone. In memory of Josh Talford, lyrics by Kathy Talford, and music by Kat Morgan and Michael Rambo. Closing us out on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO.
And dear daughters, come and lend me an ear. These are words from the Father that he needs you all to hear. He loves you and wants you to know you are never alone. He sees exactly where you've been shy.
Kat Morgan, along with Mike Rambo, on WWIB and WOGO's Chippewa Valley this week. Hope Runs Red, promoting the Red House of Hope in that open house next Sunday, 1 to 5. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.